New York recently published its inspection of the Pontiac Care and Rehabilitation Center nursing home in Oswego. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the city's mayor says the violations found add to his ongoing efforts to prompt the state to shut down the facility or have a third party take it over.
Among the citations included in the State Department of Health report from April was that Pontiac staff failed to report a resident's attempted suicide, one nurse borrowed money from a resident, and a blind resident who was supposed to be supervised while eating experienced a first-degree burn when he spilled hot cocoa on himself in bed. The report is made public at a time when Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow is inviting former and current staff and residents at Pontiac to report any violations they've seen at the facility.
We've received an enormous amount of public input. And as a result, we've actually partnered with the Attorney General's office. They're conducting a sex abuse case anyway, and we're actually folding our investigation up into theirs, which is good because some certainly credible information has come out of this.
Pontiac attorney Langston McFadden notes that all of the citations in the April investigation have since been corrected, that the state ultimately did not fine the facility, and that staff have been disciplined and informed of state policy accordingly. State records show that Pontiac has received 49 citations over the last 4 years, more than double the statewide average. McFadden says they are attempting to work with the state on any outstanding issues and have offered to sit down with Barlow's administration to work on a plan. Barlow, however, is skeptical.
It's only because an enforcement agency, whether it's City of Oswego Code Enforcement, State Department of Health, or the New York State Attorney General's Office, comes forward and cites them that they then decide to stand up straight and let's correct this issue and let's get serious. But when nobody's looking or we're not over there, it's when things go sideways.
Pontiac recently landed on the federal government's short list of nursing facilities that have significant problems or a history of compliance issues. But in the latest report of these facilities, Pontiac is said to have shown improvement. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.